It's News Radio, WTAM 1100. Brad Sussman in for Bill Wills. We are joined by Colleen Harding. Colleen runs the Cleveland School of Etiquette. And if you don't know what your etiquette is, boy, you should probably talk to Colleen. This is a great idea for not only children, but for everybody, Colleen, because we've kind of forgotten about etiquette in this country.
A little bit, yes. We have. But that doesn't mean it's dormant, but it's not necessarily non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think the one thing that people need to know is, you know, there's certain etiquette you have with your family. There's certain etiquette you have at school, in work. And it's just good manners that need to be taught.
Absolutely. Well, etiquette's a little different than manners. Manners are kind of like what your parents teach you at home when you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, don't chew with your mouth open, you know, be polite to your grandmother. Those are good manners. Etiquette's more about life skills and about social settings and how to maneuver certain, you know, situations and dress appropriately and make people feel comfortable.
That's very important in life and in the professional world as well. And, you know, it's one of those things, if you've ever been to a formal dinner and you've mm-hmm. seen a formal place setting and you're yeah. looking at yourself and what the heck is this little fork for? I don't know what this thing, spoon at the top of the plate. What is this stuff? And,
right.
you know, it's little guides, little guidestones like that, that really help you learn to, for lack of a better term, navigate all this stuff. And that's all
Absolutely.
Part of etiquette.
Etiquette is a huge, huge category. And there are many things that fall underneath it. You may not be sitting at a table that has little forks and silverware above your plate on a regular basis. However, the foundations are still there. You still dine a certain way, you know, in certain settings. And casual eating, for lack of a better term, does come with manners also. And keep in mind, especially in the corporate arena, how you eat in front of people says a lot about who you are, because someone has hired you, and they've hired you because they think you are a good representation of their company.
Absolutely right. And you want to make sure to put that nice attitude and you want to put the best foot forward, so to speak, even when you're eating. And this is something that I believe you teach at the Cleveland School of Etiquette, is that this kind of things that you do. Now, it's not just for business people. You have these for children, adults, and, of course, the business people, correct?
Absolutely. And a lot of times I get a phone call when someone has messed up, and it's actually a better idea proactively to engage in some kind of a training prior to that, so that you're not finding yourself cleaning up a mess, so to speak. Sometimes I get called for team building opportunities with mm-hmm. corporate settings, because it's different. You know, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and everybody thinks they're okay until they're not. So it's kind of a neat lesson. You don't know what you don't know until you go through the training itself. And unfortunately, social skills are not innate or inherited. They're taught, learned, and practiced. But once you get them and you know how to use them to your benefit, it can increase your paycheck. You know, it increases opportunities for promotions because you demonstrate a confidence because you have been trained.
Absolutely.
On what to look for.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, how can people get a hold of you if they want to find out more about your etiquette classes that you're offering?
I have a website, clevelandschooletiquette.com, and it's actually Cleveland School of Etiquette and Corporate Protocol, because I do a lot of corporate work with young people. Gen Z is very popular, and appropriate dress and things like that are a topic that right now seems to be a hot button, you know, what everybody seems to be interested in, because our young people are having a hard time adapting to different environments. They like the one, and they want to take that and carry it over into all the different environments, and unfortunately it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's something, especially with the whole COVID thing and people being on Zoom calls instead of in front of people, they kind of forgot how to act. And you can help teach them the right way, correct?
I can. And Zoom is kind of a tough one because people think that you're at home, so you should be comfortable and just relaxed. But you're still in front of a screen, and people are still judging, and they're still looking at you and trying to connect and engage. And if you don't use the opportunity to do that, then they end up hanging up thinking that the person on the other side of the screen put their comfort in front of their image. And that's a bad message to send.
Colleen Harding's Cleveland School of Etiquette. We appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100.